All right, my name's Kevin Fine. I'm the Java.NET editor, and I'm here with Owen Kellett of Project Darkstar, and I'm just going to be talking about the work he's been doing and the project.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. So Project Darkstar, essentially, is an application server for games. So for years now, there have been application servers out there, enterprise-quality application servers for business applications, but there's nothing really like that for games. And specifically, you know, we're sort of targeting games that require massive scale, so things like MMOs, virtual worlds, social networking applications, and things like that. So what Project Darkstar really does is it provides a lot of infrastructure on the server side for developers that they would typically need to do themselves if they want to write a network game. So this includes a communications framework. There's a lot of communications frameworks out there for games right now, but Project Darkstar does more than just provide communications for it. It also is really an event-driven transactional system. So any events that are initiated by the client, like messages that come in, logins, disconnects, those trigger events on the server, and the server will respond to those events by running transactional tasks. So you have a complete transactional event-driven system on the server side that's scalable, that we can scale across multiple nodes, and it provides automatic data persistence for you. So if your server goes down during the middle of a game or something like that, a lot of games these days you lose some of your game state. Like, you know, if you've been playing for half an hour or something like that, a lot of the game state is stored in memory in a lot of these game servers, and you lose that state. With Project Darkstar, data persistence is provided after every transaction. So you basically get up to the second data persistence. So if you go down, you can come back up and you can get that same game state that you were at within minutes or seconds.
So really, you're really treating the game in the same way that a major corporation like a bank is gonna treat the transactions with their customers. You're viewing the game players as your customers, and you're treating them like this is important information, and we're going to make sure.
That's exactly right. So for this enterprise quality is really something that business applications have had forever. But a lot of people might ask, well, why don't I just use a business application server? I mean, that technology is already out there. Well, games have a sort of specific set of requirements that are a little bit different from business applications, and this is essentially latency. So when you play a game, when you fire a weapon or when you throw something or when you do a move, you want to have real-time response on the client side. When you have some type of a business application, like a banking application or some other, you know, online marketplace, when you click a button, if it takes two or three seconds for a transaction to go through, it's not a big deal. In a game, you want those transactions to be really quick, within, you know, response time. We want, you know, less than, you know, a few milliseconds at the best. So one of the things that we did with Darkstar is we have the transactional store, transactional data store. And it provides ACID transactions, but so that's atomic, consistent, isolated, and durable. But that last piece, durability, we sort of are able to, sacrifice a little bit of durability, because in games, you know, you care about your state and you want to have that persistent state. But you can sacrifice a few seconds of durability. So let's say you're playing a game and the game goes down. If you lost a few seconds of durability, that's not a big deal. And so that's how we can sort of, you know, exploit that property of games so that you can get the response time to the clients as quickly as possible. And the durability, you might lose a second or two, but you're not going to lose hours or
the trade-off between absolute durability and the need to minimize latency. In the case of a game, you can err on the side of
better
latency.
That's exactly right.
So how long has this project has been around a while? Right?
It's been around for a few years. I'm not sure the exact date. I would say probably two or three years. Jeff Kesselman, who used to work at Sun, he's recently moved on to work at Rebel Monkey, building a game on top of Project Darkstar. He was the originator, and this was actually a pet project of his. And it's a Sun Labs project, so it's still a research project, but it sort of came into the labs when he built this product, and Chris Melesinos sort of pitched it, and it's sort of grown from there. And we have a whole team of, I think, 7 or 8 people, and we're working on it now for the developer team in the core team itself.
That's pretty big team. You're working, the project Darkstar itself is primarily the server
mm-hmm.
side, and in terms of, so you've got a server, what about people who, how do they connect? I mean, in terms of client side, is it open to various technologies?
So Project Darkstar is completely written in Java on the server side, so on the server side you need to use Java. But on the client side, it's actually language agnostic. So what I mean by that is, you know, Project Darkstar provides a wire protocol for you so that you can build a API on top of that using any language. So we provide a Java API and a C API, but this being an open source project, lots of members of the community have also developed their own APIs. So we've already seen members of the community develop Flash clients that can connect to Darkstar servers, C# clients, Python clients. Just recently, someone has released an iPhone API, so you can develop applications on your mobile applications. I actually attended a session earlier in Java 1 where someone used the Java ME client, and they put a Java ME on a Nintendo DSi and a Sony PSP, and they were actually interacting with this, in the same game with those two mobile
mm-hmm.
devices. So really, it's you can sort of it gives you opens up a whole new set of opportunities, because you can create a game on the server side and you can use the exact same interface on the server, and you can have multiple different experiences depending on which device you're connecting to.
So you've really got a well standardized interface that people can build to using whatever technology they would like to on the client side.
That's exactly right.
So why don't you tell me a little bit more? I mean, I have a fair amount of experience with fairly high-end, application servers and processing, computationally intensive processing for a number of years. Why don't you tell me some of the some of what you think of the sort of significant details of things that are in progress in terms of the development in the last 6 months or so, or what you're working on right now.
So one of the big things that we're working on really right now, and it's sort of our main focus right now, is actually providing this transparent scalability that we talked about. So when you develop a game against the Project Darkstar API, and you can deploy it in the Project Darkstar server, it scales really well on a single machine. So essentially, if you have a machine with multiple cores, multiple processors, the Darkstar server is going to do a very good job of exploiting that additional capacity and do it in a performant way. But what we're doing right now is working on a couple of research areas to basically allow us to take the same game, the same code, and deploy it across multiple nodes. Now, we have this functionality right now, but it's not as performant as we want it to be. And that's because of the issues of consistency. So when you have a single database and transactional database, you're going to run into some latency issues like we talked about when you have to communicate across the network rather than just, you know, on a single node.
Right.
But one of the research things that we're working on right now is basically Tim Blackman, who is on the Project Darkstar team, and he is in charge of our data store. He's working on a scheme called a write caching scheme. So essentially we can have stateless application nodes that clients can connect to. So your server actually will have multiple application nodes, and you can have multiple clients connected to each one, so that if you overload one of those application nodes, you can add additional nodes. They'll actually all be interacting with the same data store on the back end. And this write caching scheme allows us to maintain state on each of these application nodes. And like we talked about, we can sacrifice a little bit of that durability so that when you're interacting on one application node, there's consistent transactional state. And that state is actually streamed asynchronously to the back-end data store. If you can do this correctly, then you're going to actually be able to scale up in a performant way. But there's actually one other research piece that we need to do to make sure that this actually works well. And that is that when you have multiple clients connected to multiple different application nodes, if you have two clients that are interacting a lot with each other,
mm-hmm.
then they should be connected to the same
ideally.
Node, ideally.
Yes.
So one of the research problems that we're also working on is dynamically discovering which clients are interacting with each other and interacting with the same pieces of data, and we can dynamically migrate them to the correct nodes.
Right, so that would be a piece in the middle that would be analyzing what's coming in on the clients from the clients and determining, okay, these should be, this should be moved so they'll be together.
That's
and
exactly that,
then
right.
You'd have a much greater efficiency in terms of your...
That's exactly right. So if we have those two pieces, we have this write caching scheme, we have these stateless application nodes that actually do maintain some transactional state on them, and you have these dynamically moving clients that are automatically moving based on what we can check in the service side, then we should be able to scale across multiple nodes in a transparent way. You use the same code that you developed with the product Darkstar API, which is very simple, and you can just add additional nodes, and you're going to add additional capacity in a very transparent way, and you don't have to really worry about the typical problems and games of segmenting your data with zones and shards, because that's going to be happening dynamically on the server side rather than something you have to do yourself.
Sounds very interesting. When I was browsing the latest news, I saw something about 15-minute experience. Mm-hmm. Can you describe that?
Sure. So the 15-minute experience is something that we're working on to sort of ensure that when people download Product Darkstar, they are able to get something up and running very quickly, and they don't, essentially, they don't give up on it, you know, too quickly, and then say, "Well, this is too hard. I'm going to go away." So, we spent quite a bit of time on this, probably several months ago, to try to re-architect the server side deployment process, so to make it very easy for people to, you know, look at the server and figure out how do you fire it up, and how do you shut it down, and how do you deploy applications and things like that. So now, when you download the Product Darkstar server, there's a very, very, you know, simple and easy to follow README tutorial. Then you can get your Hello World up and running, you know, within a couple minutes, and then you can get a little more complicated example up and running within, you know, a couple more minutes. And then, you know, by the time you've gotten through 15 minutes, you have a pretty good idea of how the Product Darkstar APIs work, how the Product Darkstar mechanics of running the server, shutting it, booting it up, shutting it down, deploying applications work, and everything like that.
For an application server, certainly 15 minutes is a challenge. But I think your concept of actually getting examples up and running, even the simplest examples, will show people, you know, okay, this is running. It's supposed to say hello world, and it's saying it.
That's
so
right.
So I have a proper install, and it's running, and so now all I need to do is learn how to apply it the way I want to apply it.
That's exactly right.
That's a nice idea. Is there anything else you'd like to say in this session?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of materials online. We have on productdarkstar.com. We have the wiki. Several members of the team are blogging. We actually also have a Product Darkstar blog, blogs.sem.com/productdarkstar. Where we're going to be, you know, posting certain events and various things that goes on within Darkstar team and the community. And that's about it.
All right. Well, I'm glad you decided to do this podcast with me. Very interesting.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks very much.